Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 5. Stone bright the street. It showed the way to the crowd of clansmen. Corslets glistened, hand forged, hard on their harness bright. The steel ring sang as they strode along in mail of battle and marched to the hall. There, weary of ocean, the wall along, they set their bucklers, their broad shields down, and bowed them to bench. The breastplates clanged, war gear of men, their weapons stacked, spears of the seafarers stood together, grey-tipped ash, that iron band was worthily weaponed. A warrior proud asked of the heroes their home and kin. "Whence now bear ye burnished shields, harness grey and helmets grim, spears in multitude?" "Messenger, I, Hrothgar's herald." "Heroes so many ne'er met I as strangers of mood so strong. 'Tis plain that for prowess not plunged into exile for high-hearted valor Hrothgar ye seek." Him the Sturdian war bespake with words, proud Earl of the Weders answer made, hardy neath helmet. "Hygelac's we fellows at board. I am Beowulf named. I am seeking to say to the son of Helfdene this mission of mine to thy master lord the doughty prince, if he deign at all grace that we greet him, the good one, now." Wulfgar spake, the Wendel chieftain, whose might of mind to many was known, his courage in counsel, "The king of Danes, the Scalding's friend, I fain will tell the breaker of rings as the boon thou askest, the famed prince of thy faring hither, and swiftly after such answer bring as the doughty monarch may deign to give. Hide then in haste to where Hrothgar sat, white-haired and old, his earls about him, till the stout thane stood at the shoulder there of the Danish king, good courtier he." Wulfgar spake to his winsome lord, "Hither have fared to thee far-come men o'er the paths of ocean, people of Geatland, and the stateliest there by his sturdy band is Beowulf named. This boon they seek, that they, my master, may with thee have speech at will, nor spurn their prayer to give them hearing, gracious Hrothgar. In weeds of the warrior worthy, they, methinks of our liking, the leader, most surely a hero that hither his henchman has led." Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.